This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast, Carly. Gabby's been behaving the whole show, which is always great to see.
Yes, she's been a good girl.
That's your dog, by the way, for people who are wondering who the hell Gabby is without the context. Your 42-kilo Ridgeback Cross.
I think she's got greyhound in her. I don't know. She's a rescue.
Did she get weighed at the vet yesterday before the procedure?
Yeah.
And did they say she was exactly 42 kilos?
Well, she was 41.6 because she had to
slim her down for summer.
Well, she couldn't eat because she was going into surgery.
Oh, so she roughly is always around 42.
Around 42, wow. She actually is, yeah.
Yeah, wow. That must be nice to be a consistent weight. Not yo-yoing like some people in the room.
I do sneak her treats, so I'm always a little bit nervous.
I don't sneak treats. I just take them. I just eat them all.
See, Russell's really like disciplined with her food.
And his.
So he's always like, you know, we've got to keep her on the best diet. She's an older girl now. We want to keep her healthy. And then, you know, during the day when he's not around, she's getting she loves Doritos.
Really?
Oh, loves them.
Winston likes just protein, like any type of meat we're eating. He does that thing now where he goes up to the coffee table and puts his little paw on the coffee table until you give him some. It's very cute. I should film it.
Sometimes when it's just me and Gabby home, and now Gus is there too.
Yeah.
I'll make like a cheese board knowing full well that it's for both of us.
That's pretty good. Let's do Alpha Bucks. Your letter is E for Echo for Friday. I like it. I don't see really any hard ones here. No, I don't see a single. These are all easy. I think it can go off tomorrow. If you've listened to the podcast, you're definitely going to win tomorrow.
Okay.
There's no hard one. There's a few with like one answer.
Yeah.
But it's not like a hard thing. All right. I'm going to do this one just because geography is my weakness. So maybe it might be someone else's. But starting with E, name an African country.
Ecuador? No.
No.
Oh, Ethiopia.
Perfect.
Oh my God. Why did that's embarrassing.
Or Egypt.
Oh, Egypt.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There's actually two. Yeah.
There's two. So that's the hardest one. Honestly, that is the hardest one.
Wow.
But I'm terrible at geography, but I probably would have got that. So.
Well, hopefully Alpha Bucks goes off tomorrow then.
I'm really feeling good about it after looking at this. Like, it literally, like, that's the hardest one.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful.
You know what? I'm going to write it in right now on my calendar of things I'm doing tomorrow. I'm giving away $1,000 in Alpha Bucks.
You're just going to write it down. Well, that's manifestation, Alan.
Yeah. We want to give it away. So let's do it. So if you're ringing up and you get on air, bring some good energy because you're going to win. It's honest to God, it is so gettable tomorrow.
Mm.
You watch it. One person's going to get 1 out of 10. You watch. You watch in spite of me saying that. Well, we'll find out tomorrow. Enjoy the podcast.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
On 131060, we want to hear about your naughty pets, Carly.
Yeah, these stories bring me so much joy. There's a TV show I cannot recommend enough called Dogs Behaving Very Badly.
You're laughing while thinking about it.
There's something about an animal just being an animal and going rogue that brings me so much joy. Unless it's your own animal and you've got to clean up after the mess. But on 131060, we are asking about your naughty pets and what did they do. Let's kick it off with Hannah Incal. Hannah, tell us about your naughty pet.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
My naughty pet is Tank, and he's a big, ginormous Neapolitan Mastiff cross.
Oh, wow.
Wow, yep.
So you can imagine the drama that comes with him. But what he loves to do is he loves to dig holes, but not just any holes. It has to be at our fence so that he can try and dig a little hole so that he can go play with his best friend next door, Mastiff.
Oh, my God, that's so wholesome. Can you
Who's
make a little
also
door?
Also a Rottweiler.
Oh.
And that's one thing we had to do eventually. We had to talk to our neighbours and be like, hey, look, your dog keeps digging to play with my dog. My dog keeps digging to play with your dog. Let's just make a buddy fence. So now we've made this buddy fence that they can actually open themselves just to let each other into their yards.
The naughtiness paid off.
Well, it's like, well, it was just going to be our job then to constantly let them in and out. So we just made it so they could open it themselves.
Now, do they knock or do they just go through?
Oh, they just go through.
Wow.
It's like they pull on this little piece of rope and it unhinges it. And then next thing you know, they just go in. They just go absolutely nuts.
This is like some like little rascal kind of stuff.
Naturally, my kids love it because they get two dogs to play with.
That's brilliant.
That's great.
And sometimes he might come back with a cup of sugar if you need it. That's so good.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
Love thy neighbor. Love it. Thanks, Hannah. Let's go to Georgia in Busselton. Talk us through it, your naughty pet. Georgia.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Yeah, good.
I've got a pufferfish named Karen.
A naughty pufferfish.
I love this.
Karen's at work with me, and when Karen gets the hangry, she splashes everyone.
She is literally living up to her name.
Wow.
Now, yeah, what do you mean?
Karen didn't call the manager. Karen is the manager. She's the boss. And you have to make sure that she's really well fed, otherwise she tries to eat her friends as well.
What?
Yeah.
The people just joining us, we're talking about a fish, not a human. It's worth mentioning
that. I didn't know you could have a pufferfish as a pet. That's wild.
That's crazy. I love it. I've got
all sorts of marine animals. I've got a business in Busselton called the Mermaid's Cave, and that's where Karen lives.
Okay. I was going to say, you have all sorts of fish.
Alone.
Just like, yeah, keep an eye on them. Do a quick head count maybe because she's hungry. Thank you very much. Let's go to Tammy in Bunbury. Talk us through it, your naughty pet. Tammy.
Hello.
Hello, hey. Tammy.
Hi. Hey, so cheers. Good morning, guys.
Cheers.
I have a English Mastiff crossed with a Cane Corso. His name is Yogi.
Yep.
He's about 80 kilos worth of dog.
Whoa.
He is gigantic. But he gets a little bit of anxiety and he does not like to be left. So when I leave the house, all the windows have to be shut. Otherwise, he will... like he'll literally pull the fly screen off, bend it, break it, pull the fly screen off, open the window, climb through the window. Now our window, like it's probably 4 feet off the ground.
What?
He gets himself up through the window, climbs in, and he just wants to go inside and lay on the bed. So we thought we would try and combat his, you know, trying to get into the house. We had the this gate, we've actually bolted a gate to our bricks. He rips the gate off.
Wow. What? That's crazy. It sounds like you're living with the Hulk. That's a hell of a big dog.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, wow.
Not being able to stop him.
Yeah, wow. Doesn't sound like anyone could. Tammy, thank you for your story. Let's go to Sally and Broome to wrap us up. Talk us through your naughty pet, Sal.
Cheers, Ellen, Carly, and Gabby.
Cheers, and Gabby.
A beautiful dog called Duke who thinks he's a human and he's got separation anxiety because we got him from Safe.
Uh-huh.
And when we leave him at home, he's learned how to unlock the back door. And we put a camera on him a couple of times and he'll stand up and nudge the lock with his nose to get out.
Wow.
That is amazing. I'm starting to think that if I'm broken into, it might be by someone's dog.
Yep, definitely.
Incredible stories. Wow. That you is know amazing. What? We already knew Gabby was a saint, but geez, even more so now, right? This whole time.
I can see her right now, like getting some ideas.
Yeah, she is nudging the door to the studio.
This segment could really backfire.
Absolutely.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Now, Carly, we are very lucky that this year we're going to get to chat to Oscar Allen from the West Coast Eagles, co-captain, absolute superstar, and he's joining us now. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Going well, man. How are you doing? We've been seeing the news this week, obviously, a little bit of a setback with a bit of a knee injury. How is the knee and how are you feeling?
Yeah, it's actually feeling pretty good so far. We've progressed along the right path. Just need to take a little bit of time off.
Yeah.
To make sure it fully heals before I come back. And I'm obviously really disappointed and pretty shattered about it, but that's the nature of professional football. A lot of people have setbacks along the way. So looking forward to getting into my rehab and getting back out there soon.
I was literally just saying that to Carly off air, that how much it must suck for you just personally going through this, where you already overcame injury. You're like excited. The season's just started. You're wanting to get back. And then just straight away, this happens. It must just suck.
Yeah, it does. It is disappointing, particularly with my new role as well at the football club. Yeah. I'm pretty keen to obviously be out there helping, supporting Duggo, my fellow co-captain, and the rest of the boys on field in what's a pretty pivotal time for us with such a young group. So that aspect also stings a little bit. So in saying that, I don't think there's ever a good time to get injured and playing footy. So we're pretty much focused now on what's ahead and how to get back from this.
Do you want any advice from us to keep your spirits up, Carly? We can maybe pitch things that you could do, maybe like puzzles. Have you tried puzzles, Oscar? That could, you know, boost you up a little bit, right?
Yeah, I love it. Keep going.
All right, Carly.
Now, you know who the real winner is in this, Oscar, and it's your gorgeous dogs. I bet they're happy to have you home.
Yeah, there you go.
They are. I'm surprised you might be able to hear them barking and squawking in the background because they're very much couch dogs and they're not happy I've locked them out of the study. So, door. That's what that is. So
that's great. We are going to get you in the studio throughout the year as well. And this is an open invitation. Bring the dogs. We are not going to be angry about that.
All right. I might bring one of them. The youngest one's crazy and it won't be good for anyone.
Carly's got the same thing at home with her dogs.
I absolutely do. I totally get it, Oscar. Now, can I just say, I don't know if you've seen Kate Middleton is caught up in a Photoshop scandal at the moment. I'm just scrolling your Instagram and I'm looking at Winnie and Len. No. Have you used Photoshop with your dogs? Because it looks they are Photoshopped into this Bunnings cart, surely.
The Bunnings one?
Yes, it looks like they're Photoshopped into this Bunnings cart, Oscar. I'm like, have you pulled a Kate Middleton on us here?
That's not Photoshopped. What are you talking about?
Is that not Photoshopped?
Absolutely not.
You can see their paws standing on the towel.
I mean, I do see Kate Middleton in the background of that photo, actually, now that I don't take another look. No. Oscar, obviously we're excited to see how West Coast go this year. Coming up, big game, looking forward to it. Obviously, you're not going to be out there on the field, but how is West Coast going to go against GWS?
To be honest, I haven't been too involved this week with the day-to-day, seeing some specialists and get my body sorted. But I was there on Monday and Tuesday when we reviewed the game, and there's some key aspects which we want to get right, and that's primarily around how we defend and the defensive part of the game. So that's the aspect we're going to probably focus on against a GWS side that's really good and talented and is probably looking to try and make another prelim or grand final this year. So it's going to be a great challenge and a great opportunity for the young group.
Yes, absolutely. Sounds like it. Now, Oscar, just quickly, I've always wondered, you know how we hear things of celebrities getting their body parts insured, like J-Lo, you know, getting her butt insured. Obviously,
the dogs now.
Yeah, sorry.
No, I love it. We love it now.
Obviously, being an athlete and when you do have injury, does that happen with professional athletes? Do you have certain body parts insured?
It's a good question. I've got my whole body insured.
How much is that going for?
When you play footy, your HBF is like the top line.
Yep.
And then some guys get some extra ones. But I remember when I was 18 and first got drafted, you all have to sign the HBF, and I'm actually playing more for me than my whole family was of five growing up.
Wow.
You can literally say you're worth more than your entire family.
Yeah, potentially. I'm not sure how much mum and dad would enjoy that.
Oscar, an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for your time today, and good luck with the recovery, mate, and hopefully we'll see you out there sooner than later.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Divorce. Let's talk about it.
Oh, no, Alan. What's going on?
I'm gonna be honest, it's been pretty nice.
Actually, have you noticed I'm not wearing my ring?
I never wear my wedding ring.
It's getting resized.
Makes it easier for divorce. No, it's getting resized.
It is, yep.
Smaller? You're looking so thin lately.
No, it is actually getting made smaller.
There you go, Russell's... guys. Did you watch that? That's expert compliment like there. That.
No, Russell sized it for the wrong finger.
What, 3 years ago?
Yeah. Longer.
And you've been wearing
We've been engaged. Well, I can't remember what year it was.
Yeah, okay. And so you've had it too big for too long?
Yep.
Oh, okay. And now you're finally doing something about
it.
Yep. Cool.
Great chat.
Well, let's talk about rings because, you know, when a divorce does happen, and obviously it sucks, we know that, a lot of the time what happens, especially with that engagement ring that you were just talking about, it goes in the drawer. I don't know, it goes to cash converters. It
or
goes somewhere
else. Or you have to give it back. It's always such a point of tension.
The only reason why you ever should have to give it back if it's a family heirloom. In my opinion.
Now, that's a good caveat there.
That's the only time. But if they bought a ring, like, you know, this isn't...
And also,
this
it's
isn't
sized
cut,
for you.
Yeah, but this isn't a cut your losses kind of moment. You've already lost out with a relationship burning out.
But some people, they have engagement rings that are literally worth a deposit on a house. So
yeah, but it's just how it is. Like, that's it was a gift, essentially, right? Like, you know, whether...
But also, who wants to wear that ring going forward, to be honest? It seems a bit tainted, but...
Well, yeah, sell that curse, baby.
I absolutely love what Emrata's doing. Now, Emrata, if you don't know, she's definitely well known. Like, she's a model.
She was in that music video, Blurred Lines. She's and very attractive.
She is. Now, she went through a very public divorce because Sebastian is his name. He was being a dirty dog. He was, Alan, about town.
I just love
he
that
was
term.
Brazen about it. So, you know what? Gorgeous girl, moved on with her life. She's got a beautiful son. She's moving on. She's feeling good. And she has revealed a concept which has taken off, and I kind of understand why, called divorce rings. Now, this is so cool. So she shared a series of these new diamond rings that she's been rocking. One of them was on her pinky finger. And basically she said, and I cannot agree with the quote more, I don't think a woman should be stripped of her diamonds just because she's losing a man.
Yeah, I agree.
So what she did was she collaborated with a jeweler who designed her original engagement ring and basically redesigned them to create new pieces of jewelry, which I love that.
It's a cool idea. I will say in the photo that we're looking at, the little one looks a little tight. She might want to get that resized. Also, her finger's a different color. You know what I mean? And she's already a model, so I assume she has very, you know, small hands. But that's too tight. You need to get that. Just go up half a size.
Now, look, I love my engagement ring.
Yeah.
I love it.
Uh-oh, here we go.
But I don't have enough for two rings.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry. Thank God.
No, so, like, I'll probably just keep it as is because I don't want to spend extra money. I'm cheap.
Let's pop the
diamonds. I'd probably just get it resized to be larger and put it back on the original finger, the middle finger.
Well, if Julia's listening now, she has my permission to turn that engagement ring, if we ever get divorced, into grills or something, you know, like get the diamonds out, pop them out. I'm just saying, there's options, you know?
Into like a chain, like a little diamond at the end of a big fat chain.
You know, or a belly button little
what about
little
a toy ring, Alan?
Yeah! You know I hate that. Yeah! Let's it. We're going.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Alan, we've touched on this morning, and that is the fact that we have a 42-kilo beast in the studio.
Please don't call me that. And also, I am not that thin, but thank you for the compliment.
No, in the form of my gorgeous dog, Gabby. She has joined us this morning. Now, it's not bring your dog to work day.
No.
I did actually ask special permission if I could bring her in, and you guys were all very lovely in letting me bring her in this morning.
I said you didn't have to ask. I said, just do it. And then, like, you know, if they say, oh, you shouldn't bring your dog, you'd be like, oh, well, it's already here. Like, you know, like, just do it. You know
then
what I mean?
Give the puppy dog eyes next to her doing the puppy dog eyes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know? I thought about it.
Just seek forgiveness. Just do it. But you did ask permission.
We did ask, and she is allowed to be here for today. And that is because this is kind of something that happened earlier on in the week. We took her in to the vet. She had this kind of lump on her nipple that I just didn't quite feel right about. And anyway, so I thought, I'm just going to take it to the vets. I took her in there to get checked out. And just given where it was, they were quite concerned about it. And so yesterday she went into surgery to have it removed. As a pet owner, obviously your anxiety rises. She is 10 years old as well. She's getting a little bit older. And lumps and bumps in older dogs can be kind of normal. So I wasn't that overly worried. But, you know, she did have it removed. And, of course, we said yes straight away because you just, you know, do not want to, you know, run the risk of it, you know, staying and turning nasty.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I brought her in today to recover. I have unfortunately been in a situation like this with another dog.
Absolutely.
Where the results were not so great.
Yep.
So obviously that plays into a lot of anxiety. So at the moment she has successfully had her surgery and have had it removed. So we've got a kind of a very long week's wait to kind of see the results of that lump and if it was anything that is cause for concern. And fingers crossed, and if everyone can send good vibes Gabby's way, that would be really appreciated.
She's handled it like an absolute trooper.
Oh my God.
I thought when you were bringing her in today, we're going to get like a kind of drugged up, lazy.
She doesn't
kind
even
of
have
like
a cone on her head. I hope my vet's not listening.
No, but she's like so chill. She's just like, hey, what's going on,
and
guys?
You know what's so funny? You know what I'm like when it comes to her. She is my fur child.
Yeah, she's your
so
baby.
So I had a little pillow fort ready for her when she got back from surgery, and I thought, guys, I'm bringing her in today. You know, I'll make her a little bed in the corner. And we won't bother her much. The way she has bounded into this workplace
it's
and been
workplace
in everyone's
now.
Face
yep.
wanting pats. And so she's just such a beautiful, resilient girl. And, you know, I think she's okay today. And I just brought her in to be, you know, overly cautious and keep an eye on her. But I think even she's like, what am I doing here?
Absolutely.
Besides here for pats and trying to get toys off your desk.
Yeah, but she can have them, to be honest. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know.
I think she's going to get that stuffed toy by the end of the day, Alan.
I think so too. She is winning me over. As a cat person, it's very hard to normally like dogs. Not with Gabby. She's awesome. I like to throw a little takeaway with this one at the end of the day. And I think that for a lot of people, I think that the whole generation kind of mind has changed on this.
Mm.
But taking your pet to the vet for checkups Just do it. Some people are kind of like, well, oh, I only take my pet to the vet when something's wrong with it. I have an annual checkup for Winston. It's always good. It's all fine. Yeah. But this is how you catch these sort of things early.
And one thing I want to touch on, and this is why we're kind of a little bit worried about Gabby's situation, is given the fact it was on her nipple, and I didn't realize this, but dogs can get breast cancer.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I did not know that either. And, you know, so in that particular area, as soon as the vet looked at it, that's why they said this is cause for concern. We need to remove this immediately.
Yeah.
Given the fact of where it was, and that's why they are taking it so seriously. And especially apparently this can be quite prevalent in older dogs as well. So yeah, just, you know, sometimes I think you do, you know, you don't want to be too overly cautious, but then at the same time, it's better to be safe than sorry, for sure.
Absolutely. And we win today because we've got Gabby in the office today. Huh, Gabby? Where is Gabby? I don't even know where Gabby's gone. Oh, God,
Where's Gabby's gone?
Oh, my God. Loose dog, guys. Loose dog. Oh, I know. There she is. It's fine. It's fine.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
We are doing this.
Behold! As Alan predicts, your pet's name.
Now, the way it works is I'm going to throw three guesses at you, then I'm going to throw five names at you, and in those five names, I will successfully predict your pet's name. Katie from Geraldton is playing today. Hey, Katie.
Hi there, how are you?
Doing amazingly well. I can hear your energy and I like it. I can feel that you want me to guess your pet's name correctly, right?
I sure do.
Okay, that's good. So the way it works, three questions coming your way. From there, you'll just basically let me get in tune with your pet. I'll be able to get a name out of it. So first question, what is the first letter of your pet's name?
G for goat.
I was feeling G because of Gabby in the studio right now. Your dog, Carly. Is that a sign? I don't know. How would it go, you bringing your pet into your workplace?
Yes and no.
Like, not great?
Like, yes, you want to, but no, you're not allowed to?
Well, maybe.
Okay, not a lot of an answer in that one.
Hmm.
I feel like that wasn't really a good answer on my question. No, I'll ask another question. So my last question is, if the pet was to support a footy team, who would they support?
Oh, we'll go the local team. We'll go Railways.
Railways, all right. There we go. Because we've got Oscar Allen from the West Coast Eagles on the show just after 8 o'clock. So looking forward
to
that
one. Well, don't tell him that.
Well, no, Railways isn't in the same league. That's AFL.
No,
versus...
I know, but...
He'll support Railways.
We'll go the Eagles as well.
We'll go the Eagles as well. Good answer.
Cave to the Oscar pressure.
good answer. Okay, well, here we go. I'm just coming up with five names now, so we know, starting with G, bring the pet to work, yes or no kind of feeling there, and supports Railways and the West Coast Eagles. Names with G. I'm feeling less conventional names this week, because when I said Gabby, I was kind of testing there. I'm going to be honest, that was me doing a little bit of sneaky, and I feel like I'm not getting a human name kind of vibe, but I might be wrong. I'm getting the name, you know, it's a bit of a throwback to the other guys, but I'm going with it, Gator. Gator?
No.
Nah. Don't mess with Gator.
Now, would you like to patch Gabby as you guess, Alan? Gabby. Because that might... Gabby, come on. Good girl. No, I'm not giving
No, she's going to you. Going to the wrong place.
Uh-oh.
This isn't working.
Okay, here we go.
I'm patting Gabby.
I feel
Gabby.
Like this could be the make or breaker.
All right, my hand is on Gabby
the
while
game
I say...
game changer.
All right, I'm feeling this one. Grizzly, like grizzly bear.
Oh, so close, but no.
So close? Oh, so close.
Grizzly. Okay, Alan.
I'm going to go gingerbread.
No.
Damn it. Well, I've got two more guesses. Gatsby. Like the Great Gatsby.
No.
I got one more left. And I'm really... I feel like grizzly bear was close. What does that mean? I'm going to... I'm really... I do feel the pressure. Gizmo.
No.
Oh, man. Well, Carly, I guess it's time for you to limber up because you got to do this.
Carly has a crack.
To save the segment, Carly.
Okay. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yep.
This is something that's just come to mind. I did just make eye contact with Gabby. She did give me a little wink. So this has come via Gabby.
She's gone to sleep. She's okay. Bored of the segment.
Now... I'm going to say that your dog's name... Oh, sorry, I shouldn't say dog, but that's what I picture in my mind, or could be because Gabby's here, is Grills.
Grills?
No.
Grills.
Like Bear Grills, you know, because grizzly bear.
Oh, Oh, okay. What's the name of your pet, Katie? Sorry if we didn't get it right.
It's Grumpy.
Grumpy. Oh. Like one of the seven dwarves.
Yeah.
Well, oh, and Grizzly like... is like Grizzly is grumpy. I get why it was close. I was thinking animals going down like...
No.
I was thinking the fur texture. That's why I went for like, you know, Gonzo and gingerbread.
Well, at least you can relate to the dog now, Alan.
Jesus. All right, Katie, feel free to, I don't know, have a good day. We're going to deal with this. Wow.
You've got to up your game. We haven't got a dog in the studio to help.
I wasn't grumpy before.
I don't even think you know what my dog's name is after that.
I don't. You know what? I don't care. I don't care about any of this now.
Calm down, Grumpy.
All right.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast. This is it.